This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
This grade 12 lesson is proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more providing quality education.
Good evening, Capricorn FM listeners. Good evening, matriculants. My name is Mr. Jore M. from Dendron Secondary School. It is my greatest pleasure to be with you again for the English First Additional Language lesson, where we are focusing on literature, that is your English paper 2. In particular, we are going to be focusing on the short story, The Last Breath by Sam Kahika. I hope you have started your examinations well. Remember, it is said, all that begins well, ends well. They also say, a good beginning presupposes a good ending. So if you have started well, chances are that you will continue very well. That is, if you continue with your studies, boys and girls. Now that you have written your English First Additional Language Paper 1, our main focus will be on Paper 2, then we'll shift our attention to Paper 3 after you're done with your Paper 2. As indicated earlier, our focus today will be on English Paper 2, and we said we're going to focus on the story, The Last Breath by Sam Kahika. So those who have got the anthology, Changes, an anthology of short stories by Brian Walter, you have to page through until you get to page 117. 117, that's where you will find the story, The Last Breath. So, actually, the story, The Last Breath, deals with an issue of organ donation. Basically, that is the underlying issue that we find in the story, The Last Breath. There are basically four characters in this short story. We have the narrator, we have Eva, we have the narrator's father, and we have the narrator's mother. Those are the four characters that we have in this story. Hence, the story is very simple to follow because we don't have a lot of characters, which may confuse you, boys and girls. We will deal with these characters later after the summary. We want to get deep into the analysis of their character traits and the actions that they perform in this story. But now let's focus on the summary. So the narrator is in love with Eva, who is a blind girl. Very important point. The narrator falls in love with Eva, who is a blind girl. And seemingly, the father is against that relationship. He doesn't want his son to marry Eva, citing the fact that he is blind. When the story begins, the narrator and his father have visited Eva at the school for the blind where Eva is attending. The examiner has a tendency of asking this person to say, why is it false that the narrator and the father visit Eva at the hospital? Learners are tempted to think that because Eva is blind, probably she is at the hospital, then they will think that it's correct that the father and the narrator visited Eva at the hospital. No, no. Actually, Eva is at the blind school. And that's where the father and the narrator go to visit Eva. The father is not so much convinced as to why the narrator has to marry Eva. Hence, they make this arrangement to go and see Eva. And the narrator is hoping that that visit will make the father to have a new perception. But as they are driving back home, the father says, what will you do? You can't marry her like that. Which shows us that the father is not really convinced that the narrator his son should marry Eva like that. So it's clear that he disapproves the relationship. But the narrator has made up his mind. The narrator is determined to marry Eva despite the father's disapproval. So we see somebody who has determination despite the opposing force from the father. The narrator's mother, when they come back from the blind school, the narrator's mother informs the narrator to say, you know what? You must know that your father is sick. He has lung cancer. So please do not stress him. You just have to be gentle in your approach. You don't have to be too aggressive because your father may be depressed because he is sick. The narrator is determined to marry Eva, and he continues to propose Eva using a cheap copper ring. Though when he was young, he always thought he would use an expensive ring, diamond ring, but now he is using a cheap copper ring to propose marriage to Eva. And Eva thinks that they should wait a little bit because she has to go to the hospital. Someone has promised her a new cornea, so she wants to see the ring first. Later on, towards the end of the story, we get to realize that actually the person who donates this cornea is the narrator's father when he is about to die. So the father performs an action of kindness when he is about to die in his last breath. And that's where the title is coming from. Maybe we need to talk about the title at this point. So this title is quite appropriate. Why? The title, The Last Breath, is appropriate because it is in the father's last breath that he donates cornea to Eva so that Eva could restore her eyesight. And when she marries the narrator, she has her full eyesight. So it is during the father's last breath, when he's about to die, when he's about to cross over, that he donates cornea to Eva. Hence we say the title is quite appropriate. Let's focus now on the themes that are evident in this story. The first theme that is evident is the theme of love, the theme of kindness, the theme of selflessness. It's the same theme. The theme of love, the theme of kindness, selflessness. How is this theme evident in this story? We see that this theme of love is evident in this story because we have the romantic love between the narrator and Eva. Though Eva is blind, the narrator wants to marry her as soon as possible. But Eva prefers that she has to wait until she can do a cornea transplant. There is also a more mature relationship, an enduring love that we see between the father and the narrator's parents. The mother is protective of a seriously ill husband and warns the narrator not to stress him or upset him. She tries to maintain peace in the home for her husband's sake. So we see that there is deep love between the parents, and the parents also love their son. They are protective and they want the best for him. However, the narrator at this point does not seem to understand. He doesn't share the same sentiments with the parents. It is only at the end when the narrator feels that his father really loves him when he donates cornea to Eva to make his son happy. So the first theme of love is evident because of the love that we see between the narrator and Eva, and the love that we see between parents and the narrator. The second theme that is evident is organ donation. In this story, we see the narrator's father donating cornea so that Eva's eyesight could be restored. So that when the narrator marries Eva, this Eva will no longer be a blind Eva, but an Eva with restored eyesight. So we see organ donation that is done by the parent, by the father, in his last breath when he is about to die. The third theme that is evident is the role of parents. In this story, we see that the narrator's father seems to be interfering a lot with the decisions that are made by the son. At first, the narrator complains that the father forced him not to pursue music, and thus he has ended up in a bank, which is not something that he was interested in taking up. Again, the father here is saying the narrator cannot marry Eva because he is blind. The narrator feels that the father is still interfering with his decisions. His father proves to be caring, however, at the end, because he is the one who finally donates cornea to Eva so that the narrator would marry an Eva with restored eyesight. The fourth theme that is evident is disability and prejudice against people with disabilities. Disability and prejudice against people with disability. How is this theme evident in the story? The narrator's father at first dislikes Eva because he is blind. He tells his son, the narrator, that you cannot marry Eva like that. So we see that there is prejudice from the father. He thinks that Eva is a hopeless creature. But on the other hand, we see the narrator who sees Eva's inner personality, which is the one that attracted the narrator to Eva. So the father is prejudiced against Eva because Eva is blind. So basically, those are the four themes that we have identified in this story. The first one, we say it is love, kindness. The second one, we say it is organ donation. The third one, we say it is the role of parents. And the fourth one, we said disability and prejudice against people with disabilities. So if the examiner chooses a theme and says, how is this theme evident in the story, boys and girls, you must always support that theme using evidence from the story, depending on the nature of the question. Some questions can say, how is this theme evident in the extract? It means the evidence that you should provide should be based only on the extract. But if the question is saying based on the whole story, it means the evidence should be coming from the story. You don't just talk about everything that you know. Let's say it's the theme of organ donation. You strictly have to talk about organ donation in the story, the last breath. Not just to generalize, to say in life, people get kidneys, there's donations. And you don't do that. You have to be specific, boys and girls. So you provide evidence from the short story. Okay, now I want us to focus on the tone that is evident. The tone that is evident in this short story. At first, we see that the narrator is frustrated when the father seems not to understand or seems not to realize the inner Eva that attracted the narrator. When they are driving back home, the father is so tense and the narrator is looking at the father. The father gets to a point where he even says, But you can't marry her like that. She's blind. Then the narrator is frustrated and he gets to a point when he says, then give her eyes. You see, there is frustration in the... So the tone of frustration is evident at the beginning of the story, where the narrator is frustrated that the father seems not to see the inner evil. Then we also see an upset tone, an angry tone on the father's side. The father is upset that the narrator insists that he wants to marry Eva, who is blind. So the father is very much upset. Hence we see this tone, an angry tone, a bitter tone on the father's side. We also, in terms of mood, we see a sad mood when the narrator is informed by the mother that the father is sick. When we talk about mood, we are talking about the general atmosphere that prevails. So after the narrator is informed that his father is sick, he has lung cancer, the narrator becomes sad. The mood, the atmosphere becomes sad. Even when the father is hospitalized, the general mood at home is a sad mood, a somber mood, a gloomy mood. But later on, the mood changes. Well, when the father dies, there is still a gloomy mood, there is still a sad mood. But when the father dies, remember, he donates cornea to Eva, which means the narrator is going to marry an Eva with restored eyesight. Then that brings joy in the home. So the mood changes now. There is a cheerful mood that is evident. There is a happy mood that is evident because the narrator is marrying an Eva with full eyesight, with restored eyesight. Then now that we have discussed the mood, the themes, the tone, I think it's imperative that at this point we talk about the characters in depth. The four characters that we have to really understand them so that if they ask you about the character traits, you will know more about these characters that we have. The first character is the narrator himself. The narrator has fallen in love with Eva, a blind girl. We have stated that. So he brings Eva to meet his mother. We know that the mother met Eva. Then the father also goes to the blind school to meet Eva. But the narrator becomes angry when his father objects to his decision to marry Eva. So he talks to his mother about the meeting with Eva and indicates that the father seems not to have changed his mind. And he gives Eva a cheap copper ring, but Eva tells him to wait a little bit until he can see the ring. So in terms of relationships, we see that he loves Eva very much and he wants to marry her and take care of her in her blindness. He believes Eva understands him. He appears to be closer to his mother than to his father. His mother seems to be understanding. So there is a troubled relationship between the father and the narrator. Then the character traits that we see in the narrator are that the narrator is stubborn. Once he makes up his mind to marry Eva, not even his father can stop him. So we see stubbornness there. He will marry Eva when he comes of age, which means when he turns maybe 18 or 21. When he gets to the legal age, he's saying he will marry Eva. So we see stubbornness on the part of the narrator. Or we can say we see somebody with determination. Then the next character will be Eva. Eva has fallen in love with the narrator. He meets the narrator's mother and then the narrator's father. Then we see that Eva gives the narrator the ring back because she is not yet ready to accept the proposal by the narrator. So character traits that we see in Eva is that Eva is patient. She does not mind waiting until she can marry the narrator after the restoration of the eyesight. She is loving and she understands all the narrator's moods and feelings. That's what we get to know about Eva. Boys and girls, will continue with the characters when we come back from the commercial break. Thank you very much. It's time for the... Welcome back from the commercial break. Before we went for the commercial break, we were focusing on the character Eva in the story The Last Breath. So we had highlighted the fact that Eva is patient. Remember, when you're answering this question on character traits, you must always remember that after mentioning the character trait, you must provide evidence from the extract, particularly from the extract, as to why you have identified that character trait as the character trait that is evident in that particular extract. So it is very important that for you to get those 2 marks on the question on character trait, you mention the character trait, then you support it using evidence from the extract. So from this story, we have seen that Eva is patient. Why? Why are we saying Eva is patient? She does not mind waiting until she can see the ring. She does not mind waiting, and she even stops the narrator from giving or offering that ring because she is patient. She wants to see the ring first. We also said that Eva is very loving and understanding all the narrator's moods and feelings. Remember, at some point she says, "You look sad." Though she can't see, but she understands the narrator's mood and feelings. Let's move on to the next character. The next character is the narrator's father. The narrator's father goes with the narrator to the blind school to visit Eva. That's the first action that we know that is performed by the narrator's father. He becomes angry that his son is determined to marry a blind girl. He argues with the narrator about his decision to marry Eva, and he drives fast because he is angry. He has a fit of coughing while driving and swerves to the edge of the road. And when he is about to die, he donates cornea to Eva so that Eva can regain his sight. That's what we know about the narrator's father. He has had many disagreements with the narrator over the years. He finds it difficult to communicate with his son about exactly how he feels. And we also realize that he is close to his wife. Now the character traits. We see that he is a stubborn man because he continues telling the narrator to say, "You can't marry Eva like that. You can't marry Eva like that." Which shows us that he is somebody who is stubborn. But it doesn't end with his stubbornness. There is something that shows us that he changes. He transforms. Because later on he is the one who donates cornea to Eva. Which means he is no longer stubborn. But he shows us the other side. That he is somebody who is caring. He wants what is best for his son. Then the next character that we want to focus on, the last character, is the narrator's mother. The narrator's mother meets Eva and seems to like her. The narrator's mother tells the narrator that she wants him to be happy and tells him about his father's illness. She says, "No, you don't need to stress your father because he has lung cancer." And he warns the narrator to be careful because his father is ill. We see that in terms of relationships, she is close to her son and tries hard to mediate between him and the father. She is very worried about her husband's health and does not want him to be stressed about their son. The personality traits that are evident include the fact that she is loving. She is a caring wife and a caring mother. She is patient and protective of her son. We see that she keeps her husband's illness a secret and only tells her son when she absolutely has to, when she has no option. So that's what you get to learn about the mother position. I think we have covered enough concerning the characters, the four characters that we have in the story, the last breath. So now we want to focus on some of the questions, and we discuss how you should answer those questions. The set of questions that I have now will be coming from that part of your short story where the narrator says, I wondered bitterly when my father would start to understand me and my feelings. It seemed to me that our ideas had always clashed ever since I had been a kid. There seemed to be little in my past life that I could heartily thank him for. Time and again he had interfered with my plans. Only a year before he had ruined the plan I had to study music. Thus, I had ended up in a bank and was likely to remain there for a long time. And that should continue up to that part where it said, Mother understood me. She had met Eva some weeks back and had liked her very much, although she hoped I would change my mind about it all. Marriage, that is. She understood my feelings and never tried to argue me out of it. Now the questions. Refer to line 1. Briefly describe the incident that has led the speaker feeling this way. Let me read line 1 so that you understand the feelings. I wondered bitterly when my father would start to understand me and my feelings. Then the question is saying, describe briefly the incident that has led the speaker feeling this way. Right, the answer should be, the narrator and his father go to the blind school to meet Eva. The father tells him he cannot marry a blind Eva. The father becomes very angry when the narrator tells him he is going to marry Eva when he comes of age. So these are the actions that have triggered the feelings that the narrator is going through. The next question says, refer to lines 4 to 5. Don't worry, I'll read the lines for you because I know you may probably not have the anthology changes. Refer to lines 4 to 5. Lines 4 to 5. Only a year before, he had ruined a plan I had to study music. Only a year before he had ruined the study I had to study music. Suggest why the father did not want the narrator to study music. So here you have to deduce. The answer is not there black and white. Remember, some of the questions require you to get the answer from the head, from your head, using the context. So probably you can say that it was not going to be easy for the narrator to have a decent living through music. That's why the father did not want him to study music. Refer to lines 8 to 9. I'll read those lines. Lines 8 to 9. Dad would make no more decisions for me. I loved Eva and would marry her in the near future and take care of her. The question is saying, in your opinion, is the father justified in disapproving of his son's marriage to a blind girl? Discuss your view. This word which says justified gave some of you some challenges during the trial examination. When they say, is somebody justified? Is the father justified? It means, is the father having valid reasons to disapprove of his son's marriage to the blind girl. Discuss your view. You can say yes. He knows that life with a handicapped person will be very difficult. There will be an additional burden on the narrator if they have children. The narrator may not fulfill all his dreams because of having to take care of Eva, who is blind. That is the answer that you may provide. But remember, there is the other side where you can say no and you provide your reasons. What does the mother tell the narrator later on in this conversation? Remember, as we were discussing the summary, we indicated that later on the mother informs the narrator that his father is seriously ill. He is suffering from lung cancer and that he must be careful not to stress his father. Next question is saying, when the narrator gives Eva a ring, she returns it to him. Explain why she does so. Explain why Eva takes or returns the ring to the narrator. The reason is that she tells him that she wants to wait until she will be able to see the ring. She is going for a transplant and will soon be able to see again. Discuss how the narrator's feelings towards his father changes during the course of this story. Right? When you are answering a question on change, you must give us the relationship at first, and you now give us the relationship at the end of the story, so that we'll be able to see that change. If you just give us what happens at the end of the story, the change will not be clear. So you must first of all give us the kind of relationship they are having at the beginning of the story. So you must say, at the beginning of the story, he is very angry with his father. He's angry because his father has told him not to marry Eva because he's blind. He is bitter towards his father when he remembers how often his father has interfered with his decisions. But later on, or at the end, he is very much grateful to his father for having given Eva the gift of sight. That is how you answer the question on change. You give us what is happening first, and you give us what happens later on. The next question is saying, discuss the theme that is evident in this extract. It means you're not going to provide the theme that you know that is in the story, which is not in this extract. We only want the theme that is in this extract. So the theme that is evident in this extract is the role of parents. You get a mark for identifying the theme, then you need to support that theme so that you get 2 marks. The narrator is upset that his father does not support his decision to marry Eva because he is disabled. He turns to his mother for help in convincing his father to approve of his marriage. So that is the theme that is evident here. You may also say there is the theme of love that is evident here. The theme of love. The narrator is madly in love with Eva and wants to marry her. However, his father does not approve. This upsets the narrator, who believes that his father stands in his way for quite a number of times. This upsets the narrator because he believes that his father is interfering with his decisions. I have another set of questions, boys and girls. These are coming from a document. I think you may also download it. It's a short story and poetry question bank 2017. Question Bank 2017. It was provided by the Department of Education in 2017. Right. Here, they provided an extract which comes from that part where the narrator is saying, "Dad, forgive me. I thought as I took out the ring, looked at it for a while thoughtfully, a wry smile came on my face. Wasn't life queer? Things turn out so very different from the way we picture them in our childish dreams." a shiny diamond ring. The girl's shy eyes looked up at me as I slipped into her finger. That had been my dream. I took her hand and slipped the cheap copper ring in onto her finger. One or two imitation jewels gleamed. It didn't look too bad. Then you continue reading that the story up to where the narrator says, "What do you mean?" I asked. I saw a tear creep down her cheek underneath her dark glasses. "That's what I wanted to tell you," she said. "I've got my bags packed." That's where we are going to be getting our questions from. The first question says, explain why the narrator is asking for his father's forgiveness. At this point, the narrator says, "Dad, forgive me. I thought as I took out the ring." So why is he asking for forgiveness? He is asking for the father's forgiveness because he continues to ask Eva to marry him despite his father's disapproval. So he's saying, "I'm sorry, my father. I'm going to disobey you at this point. I am now going to propose to Eva, even though you are disapproving." That's why he's asking for forgiveness. Then the next thing he's saying, compare and contrast the narrator's feelings towards his father at the beginning and at the end of the story. This is a similar question to the question that we treated a few minutes ago. So you say, at the beginning of the story, the narrator is angry with his father because he does not give him his blessings to marry Eva. But at the end of the story, he is grateful, he is thankful towards his father for donating his cornea to Eva in his last breath. So that is the change that we see. So the father is not a static character. We see that the father changes at first. He is a developing character. At first, he is denying or he is disapproving the narrator's relationship with Eva. The next question is saying, choose the correct answer to complete the following sentence. Write only the letter A to D. Eva refuses to take the ring because A, it is a cheap copper ring. No, of course. She no longer loves the narrator. Obviously, no. The narrator's father does not want her to marry his son. No. She hopes she will soon be able to see. So the reason why the narrator, Eva rejects or refuses to take the ring is because she hopes she will be able to see. And she says, wait until I can see. The next question is saying, Eva says that cornea is to be donated by an anonymous man, somebody who is not known at that point, who is about to cross over. Write one word for the phrase cross over. What does the word cross over mean? So cross over means somebody who is about to die. To cross over is to die. So if they can ask you about this word, this phrase, you must remember that when Eva says somebody is about to cross over, she means the person is about to die. Refer to the figure of speech. She is bright as an angel. Bright as an angel. What figure of speech is it? It's a simile because there is use of S. But the most interesting part and where you get marks from is when you explain that figure of speech, that simile. When you are explaining a figure of speech, it's important for you as a candidate to identify the two things that are being compared. If you do that, then you explain why those two things are being compared, then your answer becomes complete. So in this case, why is this figure of speech appropriate? Eva is as bright as an angel. So when you answer that question, you indicate that an angel is known to be a kind creature, a loving creature. In this case, Eva is beautiful and she there is this symbolism of purity in here. The next question is saying here, refer to the sentence, I have got my bags pegged. Explain why Eva's bags are pegged. Eva's bags are pegged because she has to go to the hospital for an operation of the eyes. The next question, which will be the last question for this segment, is saying, discuss the relevance of this title. The title is relevant because when the narrator's father is about to die, he changes his attitude towards Eva. He donates cornea to her so that she'll be able to see. So the title is relevant. It's time for a commercial break, boys and girls. When we went for the commercial break, we were dealing with a set of questions. And now I have another extract. So this extract, for those who have the anthology changes, you'll find that part where the narrator is saying to the mother, he met her. I said heavily, it made little difference to him. I paused to consider this. At least he is still very stubborn. But I will show him I have a mind of my own. I finished a little savagely. Then you continue with that extract until you get to that point where the mother said, we all understand you, mother said at last, but we do not want you to be unhappy. What empty words. I could not even reply. So now we have questions that are based on that part of the story. The first question is saying, refer to line one. Line one says, he met her. The narrator is giving feedback to the mother after they had gone to the blind school. So the narrator says, he met her. The first question says, to whom does the her in line one refer? To whom does the her in line one refer? This, I think, should be obvious. The narrator and the father are coming back from the blind school where they had gone to see Eva. So now the narrator is giving feedback to the mother to say, father met Eva. So this pronoun here refers to Eva. So the narrator can say, my father met Eva. Right? Then the next question says, what does the speaker intend doing when he says, I have a mind of my own? He says, he met here, I said heavily. It made little difference to him. I pause to consider this. At least he's still very stubborn. But I will show him that I have a mind of my own. I finished a little savagely. So the question is saying, what does the speaker intend doing when he says, I have a mind of my own? What we know is that the speaker is determined to marry Eva. So when he says, I have a mind of my own, he means he intends marrying Eva. The next question says, what do the words, I finished a little savagely, in line 3. Line 3 says, but I will show him I have a mind of my own. I finished a little savagely. So what do the words, I finished a little savagely, suggest about the speaker's attitude towards his mother? I finished a little savagely. He's talking to his mother, but still he finishes the statement a little savagely. So what does it show about his attitude towards the mother? We can safely say the speaker realizes that he is too aggressive towards his mother. Is too aggressive. Probably this shows that he is not being respectful towards his mother here. Refer to line 4. Line 4 says, yes, be careful. Mother looked alarmed. Yes, be careful. Mother looked alarmed. Why does the mother tell the speaker to be careful? Why does the mother tell the speaker to be careful? The mother tells the speaker to be careful because The speaker's father is ill. He has lung cancer. And the mother implies that any further conflict between the two of them might worsen the father's condition. That's why the speaker has to be careful so that he won't worsen the father's condition. The father is already sick, so he mustn't argue with the father. The next question is saying, refer to lines 6 to 7. I know you don't have this extract where you are, most of you. So I'll read lines 6 to 7 for you. Lines 6 to 7 are saying here, why does he say that, mother? I pleaded suddenly, starting where it says, I pleaded suddenly seized by a wave of feeling and passion. Why don't you understand? Right? The question here says, identify the figure of speech in seized by a wave of feeling and passion. Seized by a wave of feeling and passion. What figure of speech is this? Somebody says, I'm seized, or I've been seized by a wave of feeling and passion. The figure of speech can be personification, or to a certain extent, metaphor. One of the two will be acceptable. So part B usually wants you to explain the suitability of the figure of speech in the lines. So when you explain the figure of speech, you must always show the things that are being compared. When you're answering this one, you should say, the figure of speech emphasizes that just as a powerful wave is able to overpower somebody or something, so too are the speaker's feelings. They are overwhelming regarding his father and Eva. So the two things that are being compared are very clear here. We are talking about a wave, a powerful wave, that is able to overpower someone. And those are being compared to the speaker's feelings. So you must always show us the two things that are being compared. Then you further explain, why is it suitable for us to compare those two things in this particular context? That's how we get marks for figure of speech. You should not just say it's personification because the feelings cannot seize somebody. No, you don't answer like that. Show us the two things that are being compared and further explain why it's suitable for us to compare those two things. What is it that is common in those two things? What is it that makes them to be comparable? What common feature do they share? That's how we answer part B. And I've realized that most of the learners do not answer part B correctly. But if you take my advice, that start by identifying the two things that have been compared, then your job becomes simple now, because you now have to tell us why those two things have been compared. What is it that they share? What is it that they have in common, which makes them to be comparable? That's by so doing, you will be credited for explaining why those two things are being compared. The next question says, refer to line 8. Line 8 says, of course I wish Eva could see. Of course I wish Eva could see. How does the speaker's wish come true? How does the speaker's wish come true? This is very obvious. For those who were listening, when we started the lesson, we indicated in our summary that later on, the speaker's father, the narrator's father, donates cornea towards his death or in his last breath, which enables Eva to see. He donates cornea and Eva is able to see. So the speaker's wish comes true because the father donates cornea and Eva is able to see. Next question says, quote three consecutive words which suggest that the speaker is almost overcome by emotions. Quote three. Boys and girls, if they say quote three, there's no need for you to write the whole sentence and you underline three words. No, you don't do that. Or you write more than three words. The answer becomes wrong, obviously, because they are saying quote three words. In this case, they are saying three consecutive words, words that come after the other. You don't pick one word in line one, another word in line two, another word in line three, then you say those are consecutive words. No, they are no longer consecutive. Consecutive means they should come after each other. So quote three consecutive words, which suggests that the speaker is almost overcome by emotions. After, if you go back to the extract, you'll see that part where he's saying, near to sobbing. I was near to sobbing. For some reason, I was near to sobbing. So the three words are near to sobbing. Those are the three words that show us that he was overcome, almost overcome by emotions. The next question that I have here is saying, it's saying here, explain the irony in, but we do not want you to be unhappy. Where is the irony? Remember, in irony, there are two sides that you must come up with. What is it that we expect to happen, and what is it that actually happens? That's irony. If you just give us one side of the irony, you won't be credited. You'll get zero. Remember, there is no half mark. It's either you get two or you get zero. So if you give us both sides of the irony, you get 2 marks. If you just give us one side of the irony, you don't get a mark. Right? Explain the irony in the sentence, but we do not want you to be unhappy. The speaker's happiness lies with Eva, yet his father does not approve of her. The speaker's happiness lies with Eva, that's one side, yet his father does not approve of her, that's the other side. So we don't expect them to be saying, but we do not want you to be unhappy. If they want him to be unhappy, then they should let him marry Eva. But they are saying, no, we don't allow you to marry Eva. The next person is saying, why is it false? Why is the following statement false? The speaker's father allows him to follow his career of choice. The speaker's father allows him to follow his career of choice. Why is this following statement false? We know that it is false because the speaker's career of choice is music. But his father does not allow him, and in the end, he works in the bank. So he doesn't pursue a career of his choice. Then the other question that I have here is saying, consider the story as a whole. Could the mother have eased the tension between the speaker and the father? Discuss your view. Could the mother have eased the tension between the speaker and the father? Right? When you answer that question, you say, yes, the mother, I agree. The mother understands her husband and her son's views on Eva, and she should mediate. She should bring peace between these two people. The mother should speak to her husband about respecting the speaker's choice of a partner. The mother should try to convince her husband about him respecting Eva's choice. The mother can create an opportunity for the father and son to communicate. If they communicate, then there will be peace. So the mother can perform that function. Then as we get towards the end of the lesson, I just have some few questions here. Explain how we know that the narrator is not rich. When we read the story, we know that the narrator is not rich because he gives Eva a cheap copper ring. he gives Eva a cheap copper ring. Then another question says, identify the figure of speech in July 2 past, July 2 past, and the sun was smiling again. Identify the figure of speech here. We have a metaphor. We also have personification in the sun was smiling. Right. Explain what the sun symbolizes. The sun symbolizes hope. The sun symbolizes joy. The sun symbolizes new beginnings. Mention the disease that the father is suffering from. We have realized that the father is suffering from lung cancer. The father is suffering from lung cancer. Identify the theme of this story. Remember, we identified four themes of the story, so you can choose any. Then you support that theme using evidence. Then, do you think the title is relevant? We said yes, the title is relevant because it is in the last breath of the father that he donates cornea to Eva. And Eva is able to see again. That brings us to the end of this lesson, boys and girls. When we meet again, we'll continue with English paper 2 because already you are done with your English first additional language paper 1 final examination. All the best in all the examinations, boys and girls. Thank you.
This grade 12 lesson was proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more providing quality education.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.